This week in West Virginia history, on September 3, 1966, President Lyndon Johnson traveled to Nicholas County to dedicate the Summersville Dam and Lake with a summer pool stage of nearly 2,800 surface acres and 60 miles of shoreline. It's West Virginia's largest lake. The Summersville Dam, located on the Gauley River, was built as a flood control project between 1960 and 1966 by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for nearly $48 million. At 390 feet high and nearly four-tenths of a mile long, it's the second largest dam of its kind in the eastern United States. Its drainage area covers parts of Nicholas, Webster, Greenbrier, Pocahontas, and Randolph counties. Water released downstream through a 29-foot diameter tunnel produces a spectacular sight from the highway that crosses the dam. Water releases during the fall have spawned a multi-million dollar whitewater industry on the Gauley River, and the lake, with its stunning sandstone cliffs, is extremely popular with hikers, rock climbers, campers, boaters, and fishermen during warm weather months. A hydropower project at Summersville Dam was completed in 2001, generating more than 200 million kilowatt hours of electricity each year, enough for 50,000 homes. For more information on Summersville Lake, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.